Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Cinco D's Nutso from the text line.
I like that one.
Yeah, I knew you would. Yeah. Some of these other ones I can't say. Too bad. Coming up behind us as we continue right here on The Drive, we got Texans All Access. And remember this, folks. Coming up as soon as we get done, after the draft, an exclusive one-on-one with the Texans general manager, Nick Caserio, right as we jump off the air at 6. You will also hear from Texans insider Jonathan Alexander of the Chronicle. So a packed night here on Texans All Access starts as soon as we get done. Nick Caserio, one-on-one. Maybe the first time we've really heard him after the draft. Outside of his press conferences, he'll be on with Mark and John coming up right after us, and then they'll talk to Jonathan Alexander. And then after that, Sean Bajani walk through. You know the fellas are going to have you and hold it down. Area 45, live and local. It is the best late-night sports talk in Houston. 7 to 11, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago will have that for you coming up. And then somebody texted in earlier, have we done a T-Mills money segment yet? No, we have not done T-Mills best bets, but we will do that here momentarily. He got 5 out of 6 last night. I said I called for at least 65% this week, damn it. We're at 83 right now, so a good start. 65% is where the goal is as we roll through. All right. Clint, who do you put this on? Because going into the game, and I agreed with you, the thought is, hey, man, one, you got to empower and give this cat, Jalen Green, as much confidence and belief that, hey, I believe in you. Go out there and do your thing and go out there with confidence and steal that confidence if you're Udoka. And as you said, you got to stick with him. You got to play with him. People have called in. We've had a lot of people today. Put Cam in. Give Cam his minutes. No, you're the one who averaged over 21 a game. You're the one who had 38 in a game, and the one that the Rockets won, you starred. You were the best player on the floor with 38. You got to stay in the game, and if you lose, you lose. You go with the one that brought you here. So, Clint, I asked you this, and the people. Whose performance, or who do you blame more for the performance of Jalen Green? More on Jalen Green himself or Udoka for maybe not giving him the most of opportunities with only playing him 24 minutes?
Oh, it's without a doubt Jalen Green. Up until about 5 minutes into last night's game, I felt like Ime Udoka had a quick trigger with him where he didn't have with other people. I felt like the only way that this team had a chance to win was if Jalen Green was hotter more times than not. I felt like the only way coming down to the end of a game that the Rockets had a chance to even even compete with the killers that Golden State has in Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. And Draymond Green, if you want to talk about on the defensive end of the floor, was, again, a hot Jalen Green. I don't know that all of that stuff is still not true. I think the premise of the point I was making, I think is still true. But what is not true about it is Jalen Green's not that guy. I mean, this is the second time. It's a third piss poor. It's the third time he's pissed down his leg. It's the second time in a four game series where we've seen a guy that's, what is he, 4 years in the league? 3 years in the league, 4 years in the league,
yeah.
Where the stage is too big, the lights are too bright, and it is blatantly obvious. This is not some poor performance, poor production because the guy was overwhelmed. This is jerked out of the game and can't play in critical moments and can't be on the floor and can't be trusted with the ball really at all, but late in games and critical moments of the game for sure type of bad. Let's not undersell this. So there's a lot of folks out there I see, it's the first time in the playoffs. They're all young guys. Yeah. Look, man, what we're watching from Jalen Green is shrinking multiple times in critical moments in huge games to the point where the coach pulls you at not doesn't take the ball out of your hands, pulls you completely off the damn floor. And then tries to go back to you multiple times throughout the game, and it's more of the same. Right there, the inability to turn the tide, the inability to hold your confidence, and the lack of that killer instinct, whether you're having a good game or not, to be it somehow impact the game and be a factor in the game in the big games. I mean, it's just not there with Jalen Green. You can't roll the dice and hope that he has a streaky, shooting performance and can put 38 up. I never thought – I know this is a 180 from what everybody's heard me saying about Jalen Green to date, and it was more so about Jalen Green being the only weapon that has the ability to do what I'm talking about doing, which, again, I still think that's true, but I'm just done with beating the drum of that's the only way that Ime Udoka can play moving forward. I don't think he can afford to. I mean, I had no idea, Ron. I am absolutely shocked. You don't seem to be too worked up about it. I am absolutely shocked at the level of piss down your leg that Jalen Green has displayed in these playoffs. I'm blown away.
Yeah, it was more game four. I didn't feel like he was.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Scared of the moment, the other games. Last night was the first time where I felt like he didn't seem like he wanted it. Like when I say
he was A-okay with being on the bench in critical moments.
Yeah, like he didn't seem like he you go out there and take 8 shots, man. You make 3. Like he didn't push the envelope. Like in game 1 where he struggled, I mean, he shot it. At least he was 3 for 15, right? He was at least 3 for 15 in 30 minutes and shot it, and he struggled. Yesterday, it didn't really seem aggressive. He shot 3s. A couple of them didn't feel like he was really feeling it, like feeling it confidence-wise. So I just, overall, when you look at it, man, a guy with his talent and what he has done and averaged all season to play 4 games and score in single digits in 3 of them, especially in the biggest moments and time of the season, is just unacceptable. But yesterday was the first time that I looked at it and I felt like, man, it's not like he's just frustrated, he's missing. Like he's like, all right, here, man, here, Alfie, you take it. That's the first time I felt that. No, I like that, and to go along with that, that's the first time where I've looked over there and I'm like, yeah, he probably should be on the bench.
Ooh, man, me too. I agree with you.
I mean, like, he probably, like, in my mind, I'm thinking, no way is Steven Adams out here playing 26 minutes to his 24. But that was probably what was best.
Where's your damn head?
That was what was best. So, it was.
Well, yeah, Ron, it's just the amount of time. If he's on the floor for 24 minutes, 20 of it, he is either confused of where to go with the football. I mean, football, but basketball. He is carelessly turning the ball over. He is I don't care whether he's missing shots, but he is looking defeated with every missed shot that goes up. If he's not confused, he's timid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he's not timid, he's just flat out scared, right? It is I don't know, man. I just believe that these moments define you. And it seems like Jalen Green has no problem, you know, residing to be on the pine and watching the big moments. And I hate what I've seen from Jalen Green. And again, for me, I understand a lot of people say, well, hell yeah, you have. He's scored in single digits 3 or 4 games, and he's your leading scorer all year long. It's more than that, man. It's just the way in which that I thought he would at least go down punching. I thought the Rockets would go down punching. Instead, without Jalen Green and what we've seen 3 or 4 games, is we've watched this team do exactly what we thought. In critical moments, you just don't have that. You don't have that next gear,
and you don't have very much, belief that he is going to come out of it in game 5, right? And that's the concern.
Now, I said we talked about this multiple times today too. I mean, M.A. Doka has not been impressive in this series.
No, he's not. I don't think he had it. Like, it's not just the experience level from the player to player from Golden State. Like Steve Kerr has done some, like Steve Kerr, the way he easily, like the move he made to force Steven Adams off the floor, just tactical things like that, and smartly getting, like you said, he couldn't get, like maybe Shingun maybe could have gotten a better rest there, a little bit there, so he wasn't as tired playing 42 minutes. Steph did play 42 minutes.
I mean, the draw up of the last play, and I understand you're shorthanded, but the draw up of the last play is indicative of what I'm talking about. Like that, I mean, that is just like, give it to Shingun at the, 5 feet beyond the 3-point line and let him work versus the third best defender in all of basketball. Like that, I mean, if you get there, I'm not saying that Shingun, even if Draymond's on him, I'm not saying that's the wrong way to go, but you just like clear out.
Well, my mine is just putting him up at the top of the key.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And clear it out.
And leaving him with a jump shot, I didn't love that.
That's just so. It's just that
when he was on the block,
yeah,
giving him problems.
Yeah, I need more Jabari Smith, by the way.
Yeah, yep.
So I don't know what that's going to look like, but the turnover, awful. I mean, that's the other thing with these Rockets, man. I'm banging on Jalen Green and rightfully so, I think. But let's be honest, man. Down the stretch, you've got 2 seconds on the shot clock. Golden State's got the ball out of bounds, and somehow they get the ball inbounds to Steph Curry. Steph Curry pump fakes and gets Shingun to jump in the damn crowd, and he knocks down a 3. How did, like, you talking about, like, just awareness? And you got games on the line, and you got Dylan Brooks fouling Jimmy Butler beyond the 3-point line. Games on the line, and you got Jabari Smith trying to kick the ball out to somebody towards the top of the key. Panic, throws it up, throws it back court, turnover. kind of deal. I mean, like those things, are, it seems like they just come in droves, too, in critical moments. Yeah. And that's a tough watch.
Let's win some money, Tyler. What's T-Mill's best bets tonight?
You're damn right. It was a hot start. 5 for 6. Only scrub-ass Jalen Green kept us from perfection.
Okay.
I mean, just 7, 9, and 8, man.
Yeah.
You know. But
he's having a rough go of it. I had to be scrub ass.
Go ahead. Pretty scrub ass, man. Got 5 of them once again tonight. All NBA playoff bets tonight for best bets once again for the action around the NBA. First, I got an over for you. Magic at Celtics tonight.
Love it's it. I think the Celtics go off and make it. They may drag the Magic to getting over 200, but I think the Celtics go off.
Yes, another low number. I'm on over 197.5 for that Magic-Celtics game. I'm also on the Clippers at Nuggets over. That's set. Ooh. I got that one at 208.5. Next, I'm on the Bucks with some points, +8.5 for Milwaukee tonight at the Pacers.
I know that's a big number, but, man, I feel like Giannis got to go for like 60 tonight.
Yeah, he might need to. And then 2 player props for you. The turd, formerly known as James Harden.
There you go.
With the Clippers now, if you didn't know, playing in the playoffs, scrubbing it up. Under 9.5 assists for James Harden tonight. And then lastly, Jaylen Brown with the Celtics. I'm on the over for his assists at 3.5 for Jaylen Brown. Those are your 5 best bets.
James, not bad. 9.5, 10 assists, that's pretty high. That's not bad. I like the over with the Magic and the Celtics. Bucks, Pacers, I don't know. We'll see.
Let's keep it going.
All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to John Daly, who joined us earlier. Nick Caserio coming up right behind us on Texans All Access. I'm Ron. The show, as always, Houston, we love you, baby. And then Zach DeZinzo. Feel the rest of it.
D's nuts.
My fault.
DeZinzo.
You're right. He's nuts.
D's nuts. DeZinzo.
You just finish it off with the Zinzo.
DeZinzo. D. Nope. I can
DeZinzo. D's nuts.
In right field.
Batting 7th.
D's nuts.
D's nuts. DeZinzo.
Tyler sounds too stiff with it.
Well, I mean.
Well, you know me. I tend to stay that way, my friend.
That hits the mark in a couple of different ways.
Tyler's going with some heavy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.